I the meanest?
Showing up.
Am I the prettiest?
Showing up.
Am I the baddest mofo go down around this town?
Showing up.
Well, who am I?
Vegas.
Who am I?
Vegas.
I can't hear you.
Vegas.
Please enjoy.
What up, y'all? I'm Vegas, and this is One to Flow On. The topic today is The Chef. I've been a big Wu-Tang fan since the first album. And in recent years, you know, I've kind of been more of a Ghostface Raekwon fan because the Wu as a group basically it fell off. And I remember when the Wu were about to release their last album, or it was taking forever to release their last album, 8 Diagrams. And Raekwon was very vocal in the RZA in regards to productions. Now, anybody who know the Wu-Tang Clan, they know, you know, the RZA's sound, along with the MCs, played a major part in their whole movement. And around the time of 8 Diagrams, you know, the RZA had did the score to a couple of movies, and, you know, he was basically more entrenched in Hollywood than he was in hip-hop music. Which is cool, but that album reflected that, and Raekwon was correct. The album was basically trash. It just wasn't hitting the right beats, and when you look at Raekwon's success with Only Built for Cuban Links 2 and his follow-up album, it's safe to say he knows what he's talking about, because the reason why his two solo albums were so successful was because, you know, he knew what the sound should be. So here we are in 2014. The Wu is about to drop another album, A Better Tomorrow. And once again, the RZA and Raekwon publicly, basically, are at odds with the same topic, the sound. And when you hear the first single, Keep Watch, which is cool, but is lacking somewhat in motivation, if you ask me. It just kind of sounds thrown together as a complete record, especially when you compare it to the best of the Wu. And I'm not even talking about only the 90s, I'm talking about current songs that are dope from the Wu. And once again, you know, Raekwon is saying, you know, the music is not where it needs to be. You hear all these young dudes dropping dopeness, and the Wu comes out and is mediocre. I can't disagree with him, because one of the things that keeps a Jay-Z or Nas, any of them older 90s artists, Common, whatever, what keeps them relevant is finding what works with today's audience without compromising their previous catalog. And I feel like with RZA, he has this idea of what that is, but it just doesn't sound that way. It just sounds like he's trying to create a new sound with new elements that don't really match the dudes he's working with anymore. Sure, I've loved the RZA's score on Kill Bill. It was dope, you know what I'm saying? And Afro Samurai was nuts. And a lot of the other projects that he produced on the side. But it's like when it comes to the Wu, he has this real grand approach in the thought process with making the Wu relevant today. And only judging by this first single, Keep Watch, is just not cutting it, you know what I'm saying? It's not, put it this way, it doesn't make me excited for this album, and it really doesn't make me excited for the album that they're only going to sell to one person. Because I mean, if it's whack, you know, then why would we want that? I guess the biggest thing about this situation is with 8 Diagrams, they had the dispute. Raekwon really wasn't feeling it, but he still made the album, still was on the cover, and it was still a Wu project, but it was predominantly whack. Now with this one, A Better Tomorrow, Raekwon is not involved, which I think is a huge mistake, because out of the Wu members, between him and Ghostface, they are the most relevant, commercially, the most relevant Wu members as it relates to hip hop music. And to not have one of them on there is just not, I mean, I can't even say that I'm excited whatsoever. And I can't see why any old fan or any new fan would get excited for this album. We haven't heard it, so all we can do is hope. that it turns out better and that Raekwon and RZA come to terms where, you know, we can get Raekwon on there and we can evaluate it as a real Wu album with all the members. I'm Vegas, and that's One to Flow On. Check out my blog, hiphoppolitic.com, and follow me on Twitter at VegasWorld, INC.